pasture we're fenced into. How many days until we're told who has the best chance to be president in 2020, which will not be a year of clear, progressive, or intelligent visions? I don't want to stop voting. At the restaurant, I draw little boxes by every item and blacken in my choices. I want the vote to not stop on red. I want to vote myself a big raise. The world is my polling place. The only speech I need is my debit card. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael. Vote, then go have some fun.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Ray Bodwell, Dan Raphael, and Lisa Loving. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Sam Bowman.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. At 9, it's Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell. At 10, hear Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Between the Covers, host David Naiman speaks with local author Pauls Tutangi about his new book, Dog Gone. And at 11:30, film writer Sean Levy sits down with Jen Chavez to tell behind-the-scenes stories of the classic Italian film studios, and SW Concert previews the 43rd Northwest Filmmakers Festival. Thanks, KBOO members, for all your support. If you are not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Big thanks to our musical entertainment, Bajo Salado. They'll be back with us later in the evening. And now it's my pleasure to introduce Jen Davis, board member, to give this station report. Woo! Hello. So it would be nice if you can, if folks could come in a little closer. I think everybody's out having fun right now on this beautiful day. So thank you folks that did come to the KBOO annual meeting. I'm Jen Davis, and I'm just finishing up a 3-year term on the KBOO Board of Directors. It has been a great privilege to work closely with other board members, staff, and volunteers to help nurture and support our beloved KBOO Community Radio Station, which thankfully is approaching its 50th birthday. Woo-hoo! That is a big deal. So you, dear community members, you folks that come to our annual meeting, all our listeners, you are the bedrock. So we really want to thank you. I want to give you a hand. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Thank you. So to give you the best context of the state of the station today, I'm going to give you a quick look back at the 3 years whenever I first came on as board member. So you guys might remember that 3 years ago, KBOO was kind of in a state of crisis. There were a lot of staff and managerial problems. We were losing our funding, getting some bad press. And when the new board came on, we had a lot of work to do. So we worked with the staff, and we brought on Victoria Staffiello, who has been a two-time manager of KBOO before, and also was involved in the construction of our building. So she had a tremendous amount of history with KBOO and expertise, and she brought a lot of stability to the station. We also had Tim Wilk on our board, and he is a union advocate, so he was able to help to navigate unionization of our staff. And we're very proud to say that all of our staff are unionized. And they also are now paid, our full-time staff are $15 an hour, so we're very proud of that. Victoria was with us for a short while, and then she needed to step away, and we were very pleased to bring on Mike and Monica, Mike Henshaw and Monica Beamer. Monica Beamer's right there. And they brought with them a tremendous amount of expertise and great reputation to the community, and we have really benefited from their efforts. Mike brought his expertise in community organizing and hip-hop outreach to the African hip-hop caravan, as well as his own local and international renown as a hip-hop artist. And Monica brought decades of experience in nonprofit management and fundraising, including a very respected 12 years as director at Sisters in the Road. So we were extremely lucky to have them as our co-managers. And within months of this new hire, we saw a great new press for KBOO. That's great. Don't move it, just like right there.
I just touched these.
Don't touch them yet. I'll tell you. Sorry. I wanted to give visuals, but it makes it a little more complicated too. So within months of Mike and Monica coming on board, we saw increasing membership in the finances, more diversity in our KBOO volunteer pool, and in January 2015, the receipt of the Meyer Memorial Trust Grant of over $150,000 to the KBOO Foundation. And that was huge. It really helped to boost our development work. It helped to pay for Becky Myers, our fantastic development director, who, by the way, made many of the graphics that you'll see in my presentation today. There's excerpts from her e-newsletters. If you get them, you can also go to the KBOO Facebook page. They're fabulous. And we were able to also fund the development of a new website and app, and basically do a lot of other work to help boost our listenership and support base. In 2014, KBOO was awarded grant funding from the Collins Foundation.
There we go.
Yeah. The Collins Foundation and the Oregon Community Foundation to build a new server to house our crucial KBOO server equipment in a climate-controlled environment, and this room is now complete. Woo! And KBOO and the Oregon Humanities Foundation. Okay,
there we go.
Yeah, there we go. KBOO and the Oregon Humanities Foundation are working to create podcast training and production programs that look into the criminalization of local populations. The KBOO Youth Collective received recognition from the Juan Young Trust, which awarded a grant to this delightful voice for youth on KBOO airwaves. So that's really awesome. So KBOO right now is putting to work the Spirit Mountain Community Fund gift that we got to support digitalization and saving and sharing of KBOO programming from communities of color from its historic archives. And I don't know if you've ever been to the KBOO archive room. It's this little room in the kind of hidden in the corner of the station. And you walk in and it's just full of these reel-to-reel tapes and cassette tapes of amazing archival interviews and stories and incredible radio work over the years at KBOO, including Maya Angelou, Angela Davis, and Mary Baraka, James Baldwin, and many other significant So a lot of that is just going to be lost to history unless we get it archived properly and digitized. And pretty soon we're going to be able to have that up on our website so that you can access it. That's going to be an incredible resource for you. KBOO is blessed right now with a resident, Selena Chow, who who's working at KABU to archive our 50 years of historical audio assets, and her residency is administered by the American Archive of Public Broadcasting. So that's a wonderful opportunity for KABU. For the second year,
oh, there's Selena Chow.
There she is. Okay, you can go to the next one. For the second year, we've been invited to be on the Willamette Week Gift Guide, which is a wonderful fundraising opportunity for us. And we also were nominated for a bunch of awards in Best of Portland 2016, including Best Nonprofit, Best Talk and Music Radio, Best Radio Personality, Best Local Podcast, Best DJ. And we came out second, just behind OPB for Best Talk Radio. Yeah. And DJ Anjali and Incredible Kid won for Best DJ. Yeah. And Mike Crenshaw won for Best Local Hip-Hop Art. So, most recently, KABU was awarded, and this is super exciting. Okay. Yeah, so we saw this. Woohoo! Yeah. $110,000 annually from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is really phenomenal, really good news for KABU, because that means that every year we're going to have this funding. And 25% of the grant is restricted to national programming, and the rest is unrestricted. And it's a huge opportunity for KABU to help us meet our annual financial needs and grow our listener outreach with our listenership outreach and impact. So that's huge. And I really want to thank Monica, Becky, and Michael Wells, who are writing these grants. I mean, we have like the grant writing power team at KABU, and it's just, we're so lucky. Okay, so you can go on. Okay, we're also delighted to say that our new KABU website is up and running. And it is so much easier to navigate and access, and it has way fewer technical glitches than our previous site. And KABU's app is now available from the iTunes Store and Google Play, and it is beautiful and easy to use. And as Michael Wells pointed out, Radio Shack doesn't even sell radios anymore. And I have a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old, and they never listen to radio, but they listen online. And so this is a great way for people to listen online to KABU really easily from their phones, and it has all kinds of great features like live streaming, instant feeds to our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages, because we are all over social media now, thanks so much to our fantastic staff. Our donations from the Oregon Community Foundation and Collins Foundation helped us to build a new production room, which we recently completed. Woo-hoo! With a launch party open to the public, and it has state-of-the-art equipment and to help train and accommodate our growing pool of programmers, news volunteers, and DJs. So tons, as you can tell, has been happening at KABU. KABU was given a crazy-looking new van. Yeah. We call that the Fuzzy Boo. And if you see it out when you're out and about, take a picture of it and put it on Twitter, or just send it to our volunteer coordinator or development director, and they'll get up online. And that helps us to do all kinds of outreach and promote KABU around town. KABU also very critically completed its strategic plan this year.
Yes.
Okay. Yay! Woohoo! So, strategic plan is super important so that we know where we want to go, and so that we can figure out how we want to get there, and then measure whether we're actually succeeding in our goals. And I was so impressed with our strategic planning committee. I mean, they worked so hard on developing a process to create a survey. They hired professionals that came in and worked with them to help guide our strategic planning process. And we were able to bring in community input, input from other nonprofits, input from staff, input from the board, so that we could come up with a very comprehensive, clear idea of where we want to go. And basically, KABU's vision for 2017 to 2020 is to become Oregon's community media hub. Yes, leveraging the power of the airwaves to support a revolution for a just and sustainable future. But I'm totally on board for that. So KABU will achieve this through three strategic goals. And what you're saying is very a short summary of the strategic plan. You can get more information about our strategic plan. I'm sure we'll be sending out this with our annual report coming up. But I'll just give you a general overview right now. So by 2020, KBOO will deepen our internal and external and external connections to build the beloved community. And that's a responsible and civil engagement, which emphasizes cooperation and equality. And by 2020, KBOO has strengthened its internal systems to live its mission and core values more effectively. And by 2020, KBOO's programming better serves and engages the local community to connect us to the broader world. So you can see that the strategic plan was created with a set of discrete objectives, actions needed to complete them, including projected funding and success metrics so that we can measure the outcome of our strategic plan. So this is it a little more in depth. I don't know how well you can read it. It's kind of blurry up there. But we were also able to survey our members and community volunteers to update our KBOO mission and vision statement from which our strategic plan was born. And our mission, and I'll read it to you because I don't think you can see it very well up there. KBOO's mission is to, KBOO is an independent, member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered community radio station. KBOO embodies equitable social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with a commitment to the voices and oppressed and underserved communities. So we're really excited about that mission. You might notice that it really emphasizes local and emphasizes